greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. But since our greatest need was forgiveness, you know it, God sent us the Savior. You understand? Because he's Emmanuel, because he's God with us, he sent, he becomes the very thing we needed the most. Jesus, our Savior. No wonder the angelic announcement to shepherds in the field. This is good news of great joy. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is born in Bethlehem. The one who shares in our humanity, helps us in our trouble, empowers us, equips us for our calling, our assigned task, as it were, to live for him, to live like him, to do for him all that he would ask of us, whatever he would ask of us. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, born in Bethlehem, so that he might die for us at Calvary, the one who is our Savior, the one who saves us from our sin. Would you bow your heads with me tonight? Jesus, we thank you for being our Emmanuel. Thank you for being God with us. Thank you for sharing in our humanity. So that tonight, my brother, my sister, in their weakness, in their struggle, they don't have a high priest in heaven who's unable to sympathize with them. They have a Jesus who stands with them tonight and says, I understand. Listen, my brother, listen to the word of the Lord. He understands. Listen, my sister, he knows. For real, he knows what you're going through. Jesus, thank you for being our Emmanuel, who helps us in our time of trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. But never are we alone in the trouble of this life and of this world. Thank you that you are with us. You walk with us. You help us. You see us through. We thank you for that. My brother's in trouble tonight. My sister may be in trouble tonight. Jesus, thank you for being Emmanuel for them, that tonight they do not have to face that trouble alone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you equip us and you enable us. Some of us feel tonight that what you've called us to do is the impossible thing. Thank you tonight. Jesus, our Emmanuel, makes it not impossible at all. We can forgive. We can let go of the resentment and the animosity, the bitterness. We can stop the gossip. We can stop the bad talk. We can stop the bad behavior. Because you, Jesus, our Emmanuel, you're with us. You give us the strength to be all that you've called us to be, to live how you ask us to live like Jesus. So tonight, you're stirring in their heart something that you're calling them to, something that you're desiring of them, a place of ministry, maybe this very week, maybe in the year to come, and they feel it an impossible thing. How could they ever do that? Tonight, you remind them, oh, but they never have to do that alone, because you are Jesus, our Emmanuel, who equips us, who empowers us. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior. Hallelujah. We thank you for being our Savior tonight. Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us, who comes so that he might save us from our sin. We thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you for your body that was broken. Thank you for your blood that was shed. In Jesus' name. As we prepare for communion tonight, Jenny and I are going to come and serve you. I want to just invite you to have a few minutes just to enjoy the presence of the Lord and make your heart to be ready. As in just a minute, we'll partake together.
Set me free. Thank you, Lord. Christ, my Savior, rescued me.
Jesus. I declare over you the blessing of the Lord. Listen, my brother, my sister. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you.